I think, and I know we all went to Brazos High School. I don't know about elementary. I can't say. I went to Brazos Elementary, and I don't know if they went to if all of them went to Brazos. Like my brother, I don't know if he went to Brazos Elementary. My oldest brother, who's in his 40s, I don't know if he went to Brazos Elementary. I know he went to Brazos High School, and I know none of them went to Crabapple Middle School because we didn't have junior. They didn't have junior high. Mm-hmm. Middle school. All of them went from high school to, from elementary school to high school. Because I think mm-hmm. the elementary school went up to seventh grade mm-hmm. at that time, and eighth, ninth, and tenth was all high school.
Okay.
Eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, high school.
Okay. So where would they have gone if they didn't go to Roswell Elementary?
Maybe Roswell North Elementary. See, I'm not sure about that all the way. They could have gone to Roswell Elementary. I'm just not sure myself all positive.
Okay.
Because there was Roswell Elementary, then there was Mimosa, then I think there was Roswell North. I know I went to Roswell Elementary. I can't tell you which ones are the oldest elementary schools, so to speak, there.
Do those other ones still exist?
Uh-huh. Roswell, Roswell North. And Mimosa, and they're all in Roswell. Now, Roswell Elementary no longer exists. It's now the Independence High School.
What's the difference then between, it just depends on where you live then now with yep. Mimosa and this Roswell North?
That was it, just zip code, I guess, where you lived.
Okay, so there is no place though then that's now called Roswell Elementary?
Nope.
Huh. Okay, I think they would have kept that name.
I think they call it Roswell North. I think it's like Roswell North Elementary now. I think.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll be hip on all that stuff once you have your kids and they got to go to school
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. One of the things, the reason I was asking about participation in terms of church, though, was in terms of how men and women are sort of trained in the church in terms of abilities and mm-hmm. sort of mentoring, the mentoring aspect in the church. Do you feel that you were sort of mentored by the church in the community? It was the church that your mm-hmm. family. Okay, mm-hmm. okay. So that you were in the oldest church then. This is the oldest church, right?
Mm-hmm. This is the oldest black church in Roswell. When you asked me, was I mentored in the church and church have a big part of my upbringing, I would say yes, as a matter of standard and being able to accomplish what I need to accomplish in life, and you know, just real encouragement to be able to become who I believe that I could become, one who God has made me, created me to become, but really being able to overcome the challenges that you would face, I guess, as a young black man, so to speak, and be able to stand and accomplish what you need to accomplish in spite of all of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the impact that a church would have for me, so to speak.
What about in terms of, you know, one of the things I think in terms of the traditional black church are things like providing opportunities for speaking, mm-hmm. That you learn how to use different rhetorical skills, to make speeches, to be able to go up in front of an audience, to have practice in that way. But I think men may have more of an opportunity to do that than necessarily women have an opportunity. I mean, did you see that difference, or did you think everybody got the opportunity to do that?
As far as from a youth perspective?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was actually level. If mm-hmm. from a youth perspective, it was actually leveled in the sense of everyone got speeches,